Now, from today, the Stratford District Council is charging forestry companies for the roads that they're damaging with their logging trucks. Over the last 5 years, the council has forked out $1.5 million repairing the roads, and it says it's time that the forestry plantations paid their fair share. With us now is the District Council Mayor, Neil Volsky. Hi, Neil.
Yeah, hi, Heather.
How much are you going to charge them?
Well, overall, we're looking to take up about $100,000 from this particular rate.
That's not just one company paying $100,000, though, is it?
No, no, that's the collective amount, and it's spread over 26 properties at this stage.
Ah. Okay, 26 properties. So it's like $4,000 each, roughly?
Yeah, well, they vary in size, of course, but, you know, an average property of around about $600,000 in property value, the new rate will end up at about $4,000 for that property.
Okay. And does it go up, or is this just what it is from here on in?
Well, it's our first time we've charged this differential. We have had a roading rate for a number of years, like many councils, but we're putting a premium on the forestry roads simply to try and reallocate the cost of repairing them to the forestry companies rather than the ratepayers across the board.
Does it go up over time?
Well, it'll be subject to review every year, like all rates, and it really depends. There'll be properties coming and going off this rating list because some will come into forestry and others will no doubt leave. So it will change from year to year, but over time it will be subject to review.
Yep. How much damage are these guys doing to the roads?
Oh, look, there's a huge amount there, Heather. You know, we've got a number of photographs, which obviously we can't show you on radio, but the damage is incredible. And just an example recently was one small wooden bridge that had the sides taken off it by logging vehicles. Repair alone is $100,000 worth. So this rate will be used up just repairing one bridge that's been damaged.
And did you say that you're going to make $100,000?
Not make $100,000. I'm saying that the cost of repairing this bridge was $100,000.
Oh, no. Neil. Yeah, we'll collect $100,000. But if you've spent $1.5 million over the last 5 years, then you need about $300,000 a year, don't you?
Yeah, well, we spent $300,000, but of course, we do receive a subsidy from Waka Kotahi, which takes up about two thirds of the cost. So our portion is about $100,000.
Okay, Neil, these guys reckon that they need a little bit more consultation. You should have talked to them about this first and worked more collaboratively. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say in response to that, that's a bit rich. All the properties affected have had a letter sent to them advising them of this. It's been advertised. It's been consulted on through the annual plan. Quite a number of them made submissions. So they've really had a good opportunity to have their say, and they have done so.
All right, Neil, thank you for that. Neil Volsky, with us now is the local mayor, by the way. With us now is the forestry Taranaki representative, Cameron Eyre, for their take on things. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What do you make of this new rate?
Oh, we're really disappointed with it. It's clumsily put together and not accurate. So, yeah, we're disappointed with what they're doing.
What would you have liked them have done differently?
Well, consult with us about how the charges came about, why they're so high, and then actually understand how they could have put the costs down rather than saying, this is what it's cost us, now pay. Their way of doing things has been poor, and it's inflated the cost to a level it didn't need to be.
Do you accept, though, that you guys should pay for this stuff? Because it is actually causing a fair bit of damage around the place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's causing damage. The council's happily taken our rates for 25 years and done nothing with the road. So where does that money go?
Oh, so is your argument that you guys are already paying rates, therefore you're already covering your damage?
We are paying rates, and if the council wants us to pay more, I think we're duly entitled to know why we need to pay more. And that hasn't happened.
Do you pay rates at the same level, for example, as the average other businesses out there?
So So just to be clear, the rates are charged to the land, not to, directly to the forestry companies.
Yeah, okay, so the
forest investor. Well, yeah.
Which is the reason I asked that, Cameron, is because arguably you're doing more damage than anybody else, right, to the road. So therefore you should probably pay more.
Yeah, but for how long are we doing that damage? So we harvest our trees once every 28 years.
Right.
What happens to our road for the other 27? And the council set their rate to recoup the funds that have damaged over 5 years. We're now going to have to pay that amount for the next 25 years while our trees grow on. What's the council going to do with that money?
The damage that slash does slash come down just after a harvest, or does it come down for years afterwards?
No, the damage that slash can come down after harvest, but it can also be from windthrow where trees just blow over.
I see. Okay. Listen, thank you for that. Appreciate it. This is Cameron Eyre, the New Zealand Forestry Taranaki representative. It's 4:15.